USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The Biden plan is working. That's according to President Biden anyway. July's job numbers released yesterday. Over 940,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate drops to 5.4%.
We're now the first administration in history to add jobs every single month in our first 6 months in office. And the only one in history to add more than 4 million jobs during the first 6 months. Economic growth is the fastest in 40 years.
The unemployment rate's still almost 2 points above pre-pandemic levels, though, and we still have over 5.5 million fewer jobs than we did before COVID. California now dealing with the largest single wildfire in state history, the Dixie Wildfire, burning for over 3 weeks, covering over 430,000 acres. California fire officials say it's only 35% contained. U.S. sprinter Allison Felix makes history. She helps the U.S. 4x400 relay team to gold Saturday. It's her 11th medal, the most Olympic medals ever for a U.S. track and field athlete. This is USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Taliban captures more territory in Afghanistan. In less than 24 hours, they seized control of two provincial capitals for the first time since U.S. and NATO troops started their pullout. There are reports of at least 11 civilian deaths and over 40 injuries. Meanwhile, the U.S. said to be increasing its firepower to protect more parts of the country. Schools are reopening across the U.S., but a federal official appears open to closing them again if COVID cases spike. Education Secretary Miguel Cardone at a town hall in Boston yesterday.
The transmission in the community, I wouldn't say the school, the community spread gets to a certain level. It may be best to have students learning from home. But we're going to do everything in our power not to go there. The kids suffered enough. If we follow the rules, use the mitigation strategies, get vaccinated as soon as you can, I'm hoping we don't have to do that this year.
Many schools like those in Boston are requiring masks this fall, but Cardona says it's also important to mask up for after-school activities, too. Bruce Springsteen's daughter bringing home an Olympic medal. Jessica Springsteen winning silver Saturday for the U.S. in team equestrian jumping. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Lawmakers meeting in Washington this weekend to finalize an infrastructure bill. A crucial vote coming up today. 60 yes votes needed to avoid a filibuster and move the $1 trillion deal forward. A Republican lawmaker seeking to impeach the president. Ohio Congressman Bob Gibbs sending a letter to colleagues yesterday asking them to consider filing articles of impeachment against President Biden. Gibbs' reasons for impeachment, the extension of the eviction moratorium and not securing the southern border. He says both violate the Constitution. The student loan freeze extended. Here's Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is extending the moratorium on federal student loan payments to the end of January. A statement from the Education Department says the additional time and a definitive end date will allow borrowers to plan for the resumption of payments and reduce the risk of delinquency and defaults. Payments on student loans were frozen at the height of the coronavirus pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
10 people stabbed on a commuter train in Tokyo last night. At least one person seriously hurt, a man in his 30s in custody. Hezbollah firing rockets into Israel from Lebanon for the first time in 15 years. The rockets fired yesterday into northern Israel. No word on casualties. A recall notice issued for dehumidifiers. New White Tech recalling about 2 million units because they can overheat and catch fire. USA men's basketball wins its fourth straight Olympic gold medal. They beat France 97-92 this morning. Kevin Durant with 29 points. Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton, who play for the Milwaukee Bucks, become the fifth and sixth players to win an NBA title and gold medal in this same summer. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.